When bonds are issued, they typically trade close to par with a coupon rate that is close to current market interest rates. Because bonds have fixed payments, bond prices have an inverse relationship with interest rates, meaning that when one goes up, the other goes down. As market interest rates change, a bond's fixed coupon rate becomes more attractive to investors if market rates go down, and less attractive if market rates go up. Suppose that a company offers a new issue of $1,000 bonds with a 5% coupon rate, or $50 a year in interest. If interest rates go up, and new bonds are paying a 6% coupon, or $60 a year in interest, then buyers will not pay face value of $1,000 for the 5% bonds. Instead, they will trade at a lower price, or discount, to yield approximately 6%. Similarly, if rates drop below the original coupon rate of 5%, the bonds will be worth more than $1,000. They will trade at a premium, since they carry a higher interest rate than what is available in the market. The prices of longer-term and lower-coupon bonds are more sensitive to changes in interest rates because of the time value of their cash flows. Bond duration is the weighted average amount of time it takes to receive all of the cash flows from a bond. A zero-coupon bond's duration is equal to its maturity, but for all other bonds, duration is something less than time to maturity.